Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Many people lose their focus because they have too long of a to-do list. I'm like, get rid of those. If they're 6 months out, don't have them on your to-do list anymore. Have a January 1st journal and go park them in there like a parking lot. Your tendency, high performer, to overcommit yourself is actually stealing from your ability to make good choices, to feel the day, to win the day.
Friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of
trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoyed them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategies that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings. Let's use this as a sort of checkup, but also more about how do we accelerate to the end of the year so you get so much more done. I love this time of year because a lot of people completely take their foot off the gas, which I love. I'm all for going for vacations. Many of you guys seen from the blogs, we've been in, you know, Indonesia, we've been Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, we've been all around. It's been really fun. And I'm really focused on making sure that I crush it these next couple of months because look, this year's gone fast, right? So I wanna congratulate you for being here because ultimately today's gonna be a real gut check to how much you can accomplish in the remaining months of this year. And I love to do that right now at this time of year. So I'm gonna cover five things that are gonna absolutely accelerate your ability to get more done this year. And you're gonna love these. I'm gonna help you prioritize. I'm gonna help you quit some things, start some new things. I'm gonna help you get yourself in order for the rest of the year. This session, bust out your journal. I'm gonna ask you some tough questions. We're gonna do some real high performance work here about planning an exceptional remainder of your year. And I know it might take a mental shift. And I love when everybody else is in summertime mode for me to switch into strategic mode and just slay throughout the fall and the winter. It's my favorite time to get really strategic about the rest of the year because like you, I got people counting on me. I always love to start high performance sessions with asking, who needs you on your A game? There's probably somebody in your life who really needs you to perform well the rest of the year, who needs you to make more money for the family, who needs you to get that promotion, who needs you to finish that project, who needs to see you be the role model that you are. So I'm getting really serious right now and we're gonna do a real strategic session with you and we're gonna jump right in because I have a ton to give you today. First idea, remember these are five things to help you accelerate your achievement by the end of the year. Write them down in your journal and let's get in your head thinking about the rest of the year, okay? Number one, big, huge thing. 1 hour more per day on my core three. Okay, I begin this every year. I go, okay, first move. I need to identify what are the core three things right now that have been bringing me results this year? The core three things. So as an example, because I'm an entrepreneur like many of you guys are, in my business I go, okay, what are the three primary revenue drivers we have right now? Because just like you, if you're in marketing, you probably tested a lot of things throughout the, you know, the early part of the year, the spring, even early part of the summer. So my question is, what's been working? And I mean absolutely working. What are the three absolute best things that are working for you? In your business or your career
or your personal life if you're not employed or not self-employed, like what's absolute, like the three things that are so working for you. I want you to know what those three things are. And overall, I want you to give an hour every day more to a focus of one, two, or three, all three of those things. So let me give you an example. Right now, in my business, right, one of my core three is our book funnel. Like, so for me, as you guys know, as an author and a trainer, when I sell books, that's good for the business. We sell books, then people want online courses, then they want to come to our seminars, then someday they might join our program like we're doing here, our live events or our masterminds, or they might hire us for coach, or they might hire me for speaking. But the book is a big core three for the business, right? And so right now I go, okay, I need every single day the rest of this year to give more time to that thing. Every day, not on a Wednesday, not on a Saturday. Like every day I need to check in the numbers, create a new ad, flip out a page. I need to lead my team better on it. Something every day for that one thing. Make sense? So if you got three things, what I want an hour more. So that mean, might be in 20 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, and you know, 20 minutes. So you're giving 20 minutes more each day, or maybe you just choose one and you're gonna give that an hour more a day. But it's basically this, one more work hour of the day focused on one of the core three. Got it? Write it down. And this, for you, I want you to start this today. Today. If that means you're watching this in Munich, Germany, and we finish this tonight, and you stay up one more hour, I'm like, cheers, man, do that. But it's like today. One more hour on focusing. I often call it the core three or the needle movers. The primary three things that are working. I need an hour more from you a day for the rest of the year. And you will thank me for the next decade. You'll be like, oh my God, Brendan. Because what happens is, and you know this, you're getting caught up in distraction. Especially in summer. People start spending their time on stupid stuff because they think they got all year. But you know how fast, like once September hits, it's foot on the gas, and guess what? It's Thanksgiving. And guess what? It's Christmas and New Year's. And you felt it every single year. All of a sudden you're in like November, you're like, oh my God, it's Thanksgiving already. And so right now people are lackadaisical and they're not focused on the right things. So I want you to think, where are you distracted? I want you to clear out the distractions. I want you to say, the core three things in my business are, and I need you to give an hour or more a day on those. That's it. If you'll start that now and you'll punch in that hour more every day until Thanksgiving, I promise your Christmas will be unbelievable. People are always surprised at how myself, my team, we SWAT team the fall. You know, we do like four or five events. We're out on the road. I'm like totally booked. Like I'm slammed in September. But I always know that in the summer because right now I start thinking, what are the main things? And while I get slammed in the fall, just like you, for the holidays and for the business or the traveling or the conferences, the other thing I do though, I'm able to do all that because right now, this time of year, I identify what's been working and I kind of double down on those, give them more, 1 hour more. Because think about, you know, maybe you're like a coach or a certified high performance coach or a business coach or a life coach. And you're like, I've been doing this one thing, it's been giving me most of my clients. I'm like, well, that would be one of the core three. Do that more an hour a day. And then thank me 2 months from now. I need one more hour, guys. One more hour a day on the core three. So it's two parts here, right? You need to identify your core three. What are the core three things that are working the best for you? And then how are you gonna get that hour? And how are you gonna divvy that up? Is that hour more each day? You're gonna do 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes? For an hour a day? Or are you gonna focus on, okay, this week, 1 hour a day, more on this core number one, next week, one more hour a day on core number two or three. I don't know what it is for you, but I need that hour. One more hour a day on the core three, either all of them together or one at a time. I promise you, if that's all you get, you will thank me. I will get the best Christmas cards from you. I mean, they will just be, they'll be filled up with the money.
And it'll be like, I'll be so excited to get your Christmas cookies because you'll be like, Brendan, thank you so much. That 1 hour core three thing, I achieved more in the second half of this year than I've ever achieved in the second half of a year my entire life. 1 hour, guys. 1 hour. Second big idea, and I love this one. Significant growth rule. And here's what the significant growth rule means. I look at everything I'm doing right now, everything for my business right now. And I go, okay, of all these things I'm doing, which ones will lead to significant growth this year? Which ones will lead to significant growth this year? Everything else, I start pushing out on the calendar. Whether I push it out 2, 3, 4 months from now, or I push it till next year. But I do a real close look at all of my activities. I look at my partnerships, my relationships. I look at everything I'm doing in terms of marketing funnels or brand building or what I'm doing in the marketplace or what I'm doing in my career. And I go, which ones of these things are leading to significant growth? And if it's not leading to significant growth, I need to minimize that time. Now, I know you might say, well, what's the difference between like a core three and a significant growth rule? Well, the significant growth rule is for the rest of the year, right? The core three, you already know. The core three are the three things you're already doing to getting results. The significant growth rule is all these new ideas people are going to give you and put on your plate in August and September and October, November. Everyone's going to give you some more things to do, right? There's going to be new opportunities. And every new opportunity or every new idea, your thing has to be at this time of year. Will that lead to significant growth this year? If it is, maybe you can add that on to your workload. Because remember, I'm just asking for an hour here. Maybe you can add that on. But if a project comes your way and it doesn't lead to significant growth at this stage of the year, and it won't lead to significant growth the rest of this year, I'm out. So I turned down 2 or 3 projects just last night from people, good ideas, great ideas. But I know those won't lead to significant growth until next year. So I'm like, not till next year. Because I know that instead, if I focus on these things, the core three, or other projects that I do know lead to significant growth. In other words, significant growth is a way for you to prioritize and say no. I don't want you taking on any new projects at this stage of the year if you don't believe they'll lead to real growth by the end of the year, because you could just focus on these more, right? It's that old story of acres of the diamonds. You know, people travel all around the world looking for the treasure and working so hard looking for the new thing. And then they come home and one day they put the spade in the backyard and they dig up some diamonds, right? Often your next big breakthrough, it's already in your yard. You know, what I tell people all the time, you've probably already met the person who's going to help you generate your next $100,000, your next $1 million. Like you already met, they're already in your network, but you're spending all this time to go do all these other things. You already met the person who's going to make you your next $1 million or give you access to an audience or give you access to an opportunity. You've already met the person, but you're out there searching for new. And you're accepting all these new ideas. And as you accept new ideas as a high performer, what does that do? That crowds out other things. And so from this day forward until the end of the year, I want you to have the significant growth rule. Will this project lead to significant growth by the end of the year? If not, table it. People will say, but Brendan, I don't know, if I pass up that opportunity, it might not ever come around again. I'm like, what are you, 20 years old? Only 20-year-olds believe that. By the time you're 30 and 40, you kind of recognize things come into your life in waves and in circles and in rhythms. And you don't worry that one day you're going to run out of opportunities. That's that FOMO stuff, leave that to the 20 and 30-year-olds. You're ready. You got it. Like the world is never going to dry up of opportunities on you one day, right? The only way that would ever happen is if your mindset closed out everything because of fear. But the world, man. Have we ever lived in a time of more opportunity? So don't worry about saying no to something that isn't significant growth for you. Focus on your core three or everything else you're doing, your brand, your business that is working or could lead to significant growth. That's number two. third big idea, which I love, is my 45-day quit rule. Now, this is one of those things I think I mentioned the email announcing this. You guys aren't gonna wanna do. There's two things on here I know you're not gonna wanna do. This one I forced myself to do. Here's what the 45-day quit rule is. And it's hard for me, I hate this one. I look at all my big project ideas. You know, I don't know about you, but I have a journal with all my big ideas in it. You know, or I have my vision board, or I have an Excel spreadsheet of all these different ideas and projects I want to do. And I've got, like, you know, right, as an example right now, I know my next six books I'm going to write. I know them. I know my next three campaigns I'm going to launch. I know them. But here's what I have to force myself to do, and I don't like it. I say, okay, if this is a major project that I want to do, even if it could lead to significant growth, if I'm not going to start it, listen to this, if I'm not going to start it in the next 45 days, it's off my plate until next year. And I push it to 2019. I literally just take it from my journal in my little bucket of things I want to do this year, and I put it out into 2020, and I feel so mentally relieved. A lot of people have a lot of anxiety about the number of projects they have on their plate that they really want to do. And so what ends up happening is that anxiety leads to a lot of procrastination. That anxiety leads to a lot of poor prioritization because there's so much to do. They're like, oh my God, there's so much to do here, so I won't do any of it. Ever had that? Have you ever found yourself in front of Netflix going, oh my God, I have so much to do, but I just watched the fourth video in the third season. Has that ever happened? You have so much to do, and that's the problem. You have so much to do that you haven't prioritized what you are going to do, so you don't do anything. So what I do is this time of year, I look at all those things that are on my plate, and I get honest. Which ones am I gonna start in the next 45 days? And if I'm not gonna start in the next 45 days, put it in 2019. Now it's not even on my mental concern. It's not even on my dashboard. No anxiety there. No, oh my God, I still got to get that one in. Nope, it's gone. Ariana Huffington always says, you know, the best way to complete a project is to quit it. You know, just like, well, I'm done with this, just stop. And now all the mental concerns, like once you allow yourself to release from a project, it's so freeing. And now your mind can go back to these two. What's going to be significant in growth? And what's going to be my core three? And now life gets easier because when you clarify, when you prioritize, and you take like 50 things, when you take a list of 50 things down to three or five, confidence comes back in, motivation comes back in, focus comes back in. Many people lose their focus because they have too long of a to-do list that's not realistic. That's not motivating, that's honestly full of a lot of things that are like 6 months out. I'm like, get rid of those. If they're 6 months out, don't have them on your to-do list anymore. Go park, open, have a journal that's like your January 1st journal and go park them in there like a parking lot. Take those projects and those ideas, that's in my January 1st. It's not even on my mental concern anymore. I have tons of, that frees me. It's like, how come, Brendan, how will you get so much done? I'm like, I'm not worried about the things I'm not getting done. How do you get so much done, Brendan? I'm not worried about the things I'm not getting done because I parked them. They're over there. They're not on my mental dashboard. Clarity, confidence, motivation, focus comes back in. And that's what I personally need. I don't know about you, but the fall is a big time in our business. So I got to enter my Septembers and Octobers razor clear about what's on the dashboard by the completion of December and what's not. That's the 45-day quit rule. I encourage you to challenge yourself to try it. Fourth big idea, the deliver excellence rule. This is another prioritization move for me. It's like, okay, someone throws a big opportunity to me. It could lead to significant growth. I could get it going, but it compromises the deliver excellence rule, which is, wait, if I take on these, anything here, would that prevent me from delivering what I already promised the best that I could?
Like for me, I'm very stretched in my schedule. I mean, very stretched. I got to get a lot done during the day. Big team, big brand, big business, big clients. I got to be good. But lots of great opportunities come my way that could be significant growth this year. But then the second level of that evaluative tool is to say, if I do that though, will that steal away from something I already promised to somebody I care about or who's important to our business? Will that make me fail to deliver what I wanted to deliver? And so I got to be honest and I got to prioritize. And I am like, if you saw how much I work to prioritize things, doesn't mean I don't leave things. I mean, I'm sure my team could tell you 100 things I haven't done that I'm supposed to or whatever. So it doesn't mean I'm perfect. It just means I work really hard at it. I'm very diligent and focused on it because I got people counting on me. I got you. And I know you got people counting on you too. So if something comes up and it's like this great idea, but you're honestly, it doesn't lead to significant growth or you're not gonna start it, park it. But also, if it is something that you could get going and it would lead to significant growth, but it's gonna screw up what you already promised, don't break your integrity. Put that thing back in that parking lot. I'll start it in January. It will give you so much mental freedom. Your tendency, high performer, to overcommit yourself is actually stealing from your ability to make good choices, to feel the day, to win the day. And so you've got to kind of reevaluate where you're at and what you're doing. This is the phrase I want you to write down in your journal, not this year. Write it down, put a star next to it, write down, everyone type it in caps, not this year. You got to get good at that right now. This is the time to really evaluate what can you deliver. And because you can't deliver everything with excellence, this is the time to go to that core three, deliver that. Pick one or two projects that might deliver extra significant value, cool. If you're not gonna start it in the next 45 days or it's gonna compromise deliver excellence, you're gonna write this down, not this year. And I'm telling you, doesn't it feel like, just say, I know you're sitting at home and maybe this is a little weird, but just say it with me, not this year. Doesn't that feel good? You know, your neighbor comes around, someone comes to your business, hey, why don't you do all these things? And you're like, not this year. It feels so good. It's just like, I think I'm gonna say it all day. I think I'm just walk into the next restaurant and they're like, would you like something to eat? And I was just like, not this year. It just feels so good to say. I mean, just start saying it to random people. Not this year. I'm sure some of you put it on a t-shirt or on a hat. Not this year. It's just like, no, just not gonna happen. That is going to make you so much more accomplished by the end of the year. Getting in a rhythm right now, not this year. Because I know that we live in a culture that's very different. Yes, 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 I'll take it on. You know, it's never say no to everything. Say yes to everything. Well, you know what? Saying yes to everything was awesome pre-internet. I love that rule. Yes to everything? Absolutely. Before the internet. Welcome to 2018. Hail no. No, not even close. Never. Hire by September. One of my favorite things. You've been thinking about hiring somebody. You haven't done it yet. I've told this to clients all the time. It's like, you know, the year gone by December, you know, gone by September, gone by November, gone by October. So you want to get your team in place, ready to rock that fall season out. And so hire, if you've been waiting for that virtual assistant, one day, honey, I'll hire a virtual assistant. Hire them. Just go on the internet tonight. Get it done. Set up the meeting. I've needed to hire 4 more sales managers. Okay, call that headhunter company, go out to that contracting agency, contact them tonight or tomorrow morning and get that in motion. There's no reason you need to be urgent about hiring now. Now, those are my 5 greatest tools for accelerating. The best things that I do in my career to accelerate. I immediately identify my core 3 things getting results now. I double down on them by giving them an hour more a day. I start looking at everything through the lens of, is this significant growth or not? If it's not, it's gone.
If I'm not gonna touch it in the next 45 days, not this year. Then I go into delivering excellence, making sure that I'm doing whatever I'm doing, delivering it well, because the best way ever to continue growing is to have raving fans, and that's those who you deliver well for. And then get your team in place so you can crush the rest of the year. That single thing you'll be so happy that I told you to do. I look forward to seeing you next time. Until then, go perform at your best, because the world needs you at your best. We'll see you soon. All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autographed books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge
money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.